Baptist Church, and we sang praises of heaven and earth. The preacher man talked about the paths you take, and it took me back to yesterday. We were so in.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Biblical Manhood Podcast. My name is Gabe, and this is episode 5, Looking Back. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, 2011. So this is the Biblical Manhood Podcast, the podcast for men striving to live biblically. Still trying to think of a better catchphrase than that, but that's all we got for right now. I'll probably start ending the episodes with a little Bible verse to sum up some of what we've talked about and the kind of put a nice manly bow on it. Today I want to talk about how far I've already come in just 5 episodes here at the Biblical Manhood Podcast, kind of what I've learned. I want to talk about how easily and how widely this road opened up for me. It's kind of silly how well paved and open this road of the Biblical Manhood Podcast has become, even from when I could first see down this road. The show is going to be just kind of me looking back in the past month and starting the Biblical Manhood Podcast. I know it seems a little bit early to do a review episode after just 5 episodes, but there are some really solid principles and a great deal of value I think that you're going to get from this episode, looking back on starting this whole project. But before we get into today's show, I have an extended amount of announcements that I'm actually quite excited to share, and I think will bring us all up to speed and kind of be a nice lead-in to why I'm already doing a retrospection episode after just a month at it. So let's get into the announcements. This is episode 5 and a point of celebration for me. I've had an absolute blast coming this far with you and hope you'll stick around for many more. I set a goal in the beginning of 5 episodes before I applied to iTunes, but I think I'm actually going to push that deadline back a little bit. I'm still working on the website and getting comfortable with the processes. I want to be a little bit more technologically sound, and have a more finely tuned craft than I do now before releasing this to the iTunes crowd. I want to make this really good for everyone and be able to present a solid product. So now I'm shooting for an iTunes release after 10 episodes. No big deal, just an extended deadline. Wouldn't matter at all because no one hardly is listening, but you know, I'm still loving it anyway. In some related news, I've been making some strides on the new domain. Still playing with layouts and designs just to see what I liked the look of best. Please send me your comments. Let me know what you think. Hopefully that will get us more traffic and create some more great discussion for us all to benefit. The next announcement is another shout out to Anakin Nice Guy of the biblicalmanhood.blogspot.com website. Please contact me if you hear this, Anakin. I'd love to hear your thoughts and see how you've grown since shutting down the blog and maybe get you on the show for an interview. I've got an email now, so you can all email me. It is biblicalmanhoodpodcast@gmail.com. So pretty easy there. I'll very likely respond to you because you're probably going to be the first person to email me. So send me your comments, questions, articles, videos, anything you'd like to talk about or hear about in the podcast, and I'll try to do my best to incorporate it in the show. The next item on the list is the intro song. The intro music is done by my cousin Matt Gardner, and his song is Memory of Yesterday. His CD is absolutely wonderful. I highly suggest you thinking about contacting me to pick up a copy. I know I'm not the most tech-savvy guy around, but my cousin... My cousin's a little bit behind, so he doesn't have a website or iTunes or anything yet. I'm trying to motivate him to get more in gear with that, and I think he's getting back into it. I was thinking about building a site for Christmas or something, but I think he is actually going to do it this time. But till then, just let me know. I can get you a CD. And for right now, I'll go ahead and set the price at $10. I know he does not charge under $10 for his CD, but if it's over $10, I've definitely got whatever's over that for the cost for you. So I'm saying for you $10, and I'll do that through April if you get back to me and want a copy. Also wanted to tell you some excited news about my friend who just started his first children's book in a series he's making. It's called Candynomics, and it's a storybook that parents and their children can share to understand principles of economics. I love his phrase that he has for the books. It says, economics for children and some adults too, in parentheses. The illustrations are also done by a friend of ours who we know from what we call at my church, missional community. It's like small groups, but just having a missional focus. The illustrations are fabulous. I think any kid would just go nuts over all the bright colors. This buddy does have a website. It's www.candynomics.com. It's like economics, but with candy instead of eco. So CandyNomics.com. I'll put a link to it in today's show notes as well. The website has a place to order the paperback copy or an electric copy, electronic copy, that is. Hopefully we can get Evan on the show for an interview sometime, because he's definitely a biblical man, and the children's book series is just a small, small piece of the amazing talent God's blessed him with. He's got a lot of vision, and probably one of the least lazy guys I know. Definitely a really good guy to hear from. I'd love you to hear his very intentional, inspiring, and personal approach to biblical manhood. Going back to the website, I've posted the first tool under the toolbox menu tab on the biblicalmanhoodpodcast.com website. That's right. We now have biblicalmanhoodpodcast.com. No more WordPress, no more Tumblr, no more Blogspot. They're all still there, but I'm not going to update them. The Biblical Manhood Podcast is the one that you want. So go to www.biblicalmanhoodpodcast.com for the new website. This tool is a time budget experiment worksheet for anyone to print and fill out and use at your leisure. I got the idea from doing the last episode, episode 4, about the time budget experiment that I actually should kind of make a tool, and it kind of gives some more content and dynamics to the website. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Take a second and go fill it out. I think you'd really learn some cool things. But I do have some more stuff I'd like to use in making that tool better, like some interactivity kind of functionality to it, to where you plug in the numbers and the rest auto calculates for you. I don't know how to do all that JavaScript stuff. If you know how and you have the patience to show me, please let me know. I'd love for you to show me either on YouTube or Skype or whatever, so I can complete that tool for all you guys. Last announcement on the website and for the announcements portion is that I'm working with a friend who's much more creative than I am about getting an official Biblical Manhood Podcast logo and brand made up. He's probably pretty frustrated with me after offering him next to nothing for his services, but hey, when you start a business that's all loss and no profit, well, you go for the cheap stuff. He's a great guy, and he's fed me more times than I'm worthy of, so I'm sure you'll have no problem. I'll have no problem throwing a little extra his way. If I post the logo and someone out there likes it, please holler at me. I can get you in touch with him if you're looking for a graphic designer for whatever project you're making. Well, that wraps up the announcements portion for today. I know it was lengthy, but lots of really, really great stuff happening right now, and I wanted to let you in on it. So that kind of gets us into a good segue for our topic. Just kind of that a lot's happened in this month leading up to forming the Biblical Manhood Podcast. It's been great. It's been really, really great. And I thought that for this milestone, episode 5, I'd just do this retrospective show to kind of tell for myself and for you guys how this got here, how we got to this point, and what I've learned. So episode 5 is called Looking Back. The title just reminds me, after I made it, of that Garth Brooks song, Looking Back on the Memory of the Day, you know, the dance, right? It's Garth's greatest, man. Great song. Well, I was thinking about where we've been so far in this journey and understanding and showcasing the biblical man After the morning I had on Monday, the weekend I had this weekend, and really the month I've had since starting this thing, I can't help but share the story. I've seen God move so much in it, and it absolutely blows me away how incredible His provision has been this whole time. Today and this weekend, I've been a little frustrated because I couldn't think of a show to do. There are a million topics I've set aside in the backlog, but the motivation to write a quality episode just wasn't there. On top of that, my interview that I've been hounding is a super busy guy, and he's pretty tough to wrestle away for an interview due to our conflicting schedules. I can't fault the guy for being busy because that's what biblical men do. They get things done. I'm sure we'll get the interview done, but it will take a few weeks, so I'm just having to sit back for the time being. Trust me, it will be worth the wait. It looks like we won't get that episode out till probably around the 20th of this month. So this delay for my excitement of interviewing him led to some frustration and a little bit of writer's block. Just being very open and transparent here. So I sat down and finished my homework last night because I knew I wanted to figure something out for this coming podcast, because I would have to have something in between, at least two or three episodes is what I'm going to try for until I get the interview in. So I had to figure out what I was going to say for the show, episode 5. And I figured, man, episode 5 was the landmark episode. It was going to be the one where we released for iTunes, but I had already known by this time, wasn't really ready to do that. So finally came to me to do this retrospect show, just kind of take a look back and see God's hand in all of it, kind of showcase God in that. About as soon as I thought to do the retrospect show, the immediate next thought to cross my mind was, isn't it a little too soon? It is just episode 5, Gabe, you know? But this is exactly what I'm supposed to do right now. Just pause, notice God, and thank Him. So I'm going to talk about what has happened to get here over the past month and tell where and how exactly I've seen God move and pave this road that I'm on, that we're on. A month ago, like we heard in the first episode, I saw a lack of any kind of biblical manhood podcast in the podcasting world. So I started one. Getting the Blogspot page up was pretty easy and very addicting. Then I started writing and recording the episodes. In the beginning, I also made this goal of posting a five full episode profile of solid episodes, then applying to iTunes. So 5 episodes was my first milestone. That was my first marker for establishing myself and getting comfortable with it. In the beginning, I was just tickled that biblicalmanhoodpodcast.blogspot.com wasn't taken. Looking back, I think that's kind of silly, but I would think it's kind of silly compared to how far God's already taken it. I learned a few things about how to get a podcast going, how to start a feed, how to make a blog, all that stuff. Then I worked on backlogging, getting the first interview set up. While I was at places with friends discussing what I've been up to, I couldn't help but tell how excited I was about doing this podcast because I saw a real need for it and jumped in headfirst. Most folks in the beginning were very supportive. I still see a lot of support from my friends, and it feels so good just to know that they're behind me. They get it. They see the same problems as I do. We're not living in some separate world. Then we got the first interview done, and that increased my excitement. I was so happy that things were working out. Matt's interview was so good, and it just further solidified that this was truly an enjoyable and worthy pastime for me. Well, I knew I needed to take a few more steps in the technology world soon if I was going to really establish this thing. Getting a .com website for one, engaging social media was another. So I bought the domain name, still don't know what to do with it yet. Even though it's attached, I won't get into all the details. I still need to get some hosting, but my buddy's helping me out with that. Finally got the Biblical Manhood. It's www.biblicalmanhoodpodcast.com. I got on Facebook, and made that page. So we got a Facebook page now. It's not great, but it'll get there. Then I went to YouTube, made a user ID, got the Biblical Manhood Podcast at gmail.com address, and it's there's no "the" in front of it. I was just saying it because it's a complete sentence. The email address is biblicalmanhoodpodcast at gmail.com. Then went to Twitter to get a username. I never thought I'd run into so much difficulty saying all these URLs and addresses and stuff when talking about it in the episode, but it kind of makes sense that it is that difficult. I started signing up for all these names, and when I got to Twitter, I started typing in the name Biblical Manhood Podcast. I didn't even think about it at the time, but Twitter limits the number of characters you can put in a username. As a matter of fact, it cut me off after the D in Biblical Manhood. So I've got Biblical Manhood exactly sitting in the username, unable to enter any more characters, and the availability checker is just rolling around, trying to figure out who got the username first. So at this point, I'm thinking in my head, well, bummer, Biblical Manhood absolutely must be already taken. So I was already thinking about what I was going to do next, and oh gosh, what kind of name am I going to pick for this Twitter thing? What am I going to use given the limitations? Then suddenly a green check mark popped up on the screen that it was available, and I started flipping out. I think I even ran into the other room and told my roommate something super geeky, like, can you believe Biblical Manhood isn't taken on Twitter? Well, it is now. Yeah! So goofy. But any excuse to praise God, right? Maybe it's corny, maybe you think it's lame, but I was pretty excited, and praise God anyway. How is this not taken? Really, though, is just kind of a sign that it was still untraveled territory and I was on the right path. So exciting. Then I learned about some other doors to walk through, but can't talk about them right now. Not quite ready for it yet. But so over the past month, I've really gained a sense of ownership. Not only in the podcast, the website, worldly stuff, but in this issue that we're all interested in. It's like this biblical manhood thing has become a part of me somehow. At my last job, I always told myself that I'd never work when I got home. Home was for relaxation. Home was for wasting time. Home was for home things. And work was for work. I left work at work. Funny thing is that I never really got a lot of work done at work. I used to get home from work and just chill out. Play video games till late, go to bed, never think about work till the next morning. Since I started doing the Biblical Manhood Podcast, I can't wait to get home and work on it. Even though I sit and stare at a computer monitor for 8 hours a day, it's all I want to do when I get home. Go back to work. Weirdest thing ever for me, but it's great. Well, I was on the bus the other day listening to the Art of Manliness podcast, one of my regular favorites that I listen to. For those interested, it's a guy kind of like me, does some interviews, talks about some interesting content. I actually use him as kind of a model for this podcast, except he's got a way better radio type voice and just picks some very interesting topics. Usually he doesn't pick many topics that have much relation to this podcast being centered on biblical men, but wouldn't you know it, a month after I start this podcast talking about the male problem in our society and the biblical male problem, he has a professor from Rutgers University on the show who wrote a book about the male problem. The host of the show hasn't talked much about the problem in detail, but then he does a special on it. The professor did make a few snide, cheap shots at Christianity and this and that, but I wanted to scream whenever he was saying this stuff about Christianity, like, dude, we know, we see the same problem. There is common ground here, man. So that got my mind going a million miles an hour early in the morning, getting off the bus, I walk into work, still listening to the last few minutes of the podcast, and I start telling the folks at work about it. Well, the more I tell them about the biblical manhood problem and what this professor is saying and how it lines up almost directly, the more they my coworkers kind of hate me for it. No one agreed that there was a male problem. It was a reverse Twilight Zone for me. It's like the real world is the Twilight Zone. And then it's like no one believes that it's the Twilight Zone. It's like, I don't know if that's reverse Twilight Zone or actual Twilight Zone. I'm too young to ever have watched it. But that was what came to my mind, is that this was weird because got this huge problem. And I figure everybody should know about it. But everybody's like, no, there's no problem. Everybody in my work was all saying everything they could think of to disagree and make me think that the world is dandy. There's no problem with men. Despite the rattling off statistics I heard from this secular professor about men being on the butt end of prison statistics, robbery, murder, crime, college education, income disparity among 20 and 30 year olds differing from any time in the history of the world, even on down to doctors over-prescribing Ritalin to kids, 90% of which were males. And they didn't even care. They didn't care. They said, oh, so why should women not make as much money as men? Or it's always different every 50 years or so. No generations are the same. Oh, well, our generation was just coddled growing up. After seeing that it was a 3-1 situation and I was the only one quoting statistics, I gave up. I was just starting to get really shaken and deeply upset. So I stopped, took a breath, tried to collect myself, get over it. Stuff was getting heated a little bit and I was freaking out because nobody was understanding. It was like I was speaking Portuguese. One thing that kind of helped me step back and get over the frustration was when I realized how frustrated I had actually become. Kind of surprised me. I thought about why I had become so frustrated. Why did I get so frustrated? The answer for me that came pretty easily was because it's something I really believe is a problem and they don't see it. So think about this for your life. Think about some issue that you're just so convinced of. You know it's controversial. You just can't see the other side's way of looking at it. When anyone talks about it from their viewpoint that's contrary to yours, it just frustrates you to no end. Maybe it's abortion or gun control or biblical manhood, whatever. That's what it felt like, as if I was debating something very personal. It helped me settle down in the moment and help me realize that this was an issue worth acting on, worth fighting for. Then I thought about why I thought it was worth acting on and fighting for. Then I had one of those moments because I have been acting on it. I have been fighting for it. In short, just this 1 month of doing the Biblical Manhood podcast has encouraged me to work harder for something I'm passionate about at great cost to me. It takes time, it takes money, it pulls me that much farther away from my coworkers who already think I'm crazy. So looking ahead, I see a lot of great things because I've definitely got this passion for it, this drive, a vision, and an excitement about it that just really doesn't go away. So that's all I've got for the main topic. Just kind of looking back over the past month and what I've dealt with, where I've come from, what I've learned, and where I've seen God's hand in just absolutely paving this road out and being so amazed that no one has traveled it like this yet, like we are now. Just discussing the topic of biblical manhood. I hope I haven't been preachy in this episode. That's, like I said in the first one, not the aim. This closing section that I'm about to get into might get a little bit preachy, but it's really just me talking about where I found myself in this scripture and what I pray for myself and what I really want to pray for all of you guys about. So today I want to close with a Bible verse, and hopefully I'll be able to do this a lot more often in the future. Now, I decided to close with a verse before I even started writing this episode, but I didn't know what I was going to pick until I was writing the very last few paragraphs of today's episode. This verse is taped up on my wall right next to my computer in an environment that is potentially a source of temptation for men, so that I will be reminded of who I am and what I do. Who we are and what we do as biblical men. It's kind of like it's kind of like the Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop. Who is your daddy and what does he do? I love that thing. My roommate and I say that all the time. The verse for today comes right after where Paul tells Timothy the bit about love of money being the root of all kinds of evil. So the verse is this, 1 Timothy 6:11, and it says, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness." Pretty fitting that it says man of God right in there, isn't it? As I look at it again, it kind of tells a story of the life of the man of God in a chronological sort of order almost. It sounds a lot like the life that I hope to live. So we'll just kind of break it down real quick. The man of God pursues righteousness. That's the first quality he listed. He pursues righteousness in his newness of youth, trying to be as righteous as possible, realizes his self-righteousness, that he thinks his righteousness can come from self. Then he repents, realizes that actually he was pursuing his own righteousness. Then he sees who is really righteous, and that's God. And then he pursues him. That's the next character trait that he encourages Timothy with, is godliness. Then he starts getting established in his faith, which is the third one, third trait that Timothy lists, believing in God and acting. Because we know that faith without works is dead. Actions are kind of an evidence of faith, that kind of thing. So he has faith and he believes in God and he acts on it. Then he finds love. Love is the one that Paul lists right after faith. He gets married, drinks deep the love of God into his life, making a family, training his kids in what he learned all his life, until after many years, we notice that this man is a steadfast oak. And that's the next quality after love, steadfastness. So he's knowledgeable in the word and ready to teach it. He sends his kids off after raising them to know God, teaching many things. Then one day, his grandchildren show up and are a materialization from God of the legacy, the torch in the man's life. Now he knows what it is to be old and gentle. The last quality that Paul lists in this text, gentleness. Then in the next verse, Paul says, "Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made good confession in the presence of many witnesses." I don't know about you, but I've heard this verse in funerals before, which lends itself back to the point that maybe Paul is telling a story of the biblical man's life in a very, very rough, succinct, abbreviated, and pointed biblical way. He lists several fruits of the Spirit here. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So he's got three of them, three of the ones that he made in there. So, which are faith, love, and gentleness, interestingly enough. I can think about that some more. Maybe those are special stages for the biblical man. Anyhow, after he makes this claim of having fought the good faith and taking hold of the eternal life to which he was called, I hope my life fits into this mold. In fact, it will guide my prayers now that I've actually seen this verse and kind of made that assumption into the verse, that interpretation of it, or applied it that way, we'll say. After having thought of it as a brief sort of biblical manhood life stages microcosm verse, I think it's awesome. And really cool that it was the first one that I stumbled upon, really, to even put in the podcast. I hope you're thinking about your torch. For me, this whole biblical manhood thing, because it's something I defended for the first time this week, and it's something I've acted on. I hope it's an interesting and enjoyable episode. I hope it's something that you enjoy listening to. I didn't expect it to turn out this way, but I'm so glad it did. God is so good. I hope that this podcast turns out to be a torch of sorts for me. It's just too much fun. Thank you so much for listening. Please visit the links in today's show notes. Hope you got some good takeaways from about this podcast and how it formed, why it exists, why you're here, why we're doing this. It exists to relate to your life, to let you know you're not alone, you're not crazy. There's a problem. You've thought about this. God's addressing it through us. There are biblical men out there who understand the problem too and just want to love God in the new way that biblical men are just finding out how to do. I think that's exciting. Not that we have to clean up the mess and not that we have to reinvent the wheel, but that we get to carry a tradition that has been clouded or brushed aside, counted as replaceable, or just be remade. I think that's a very exciting task that we have. And that's really my prayer for our generation, is that we'd reform the biblical man back to what he was originally intended to be, after having skipped a generation, two generations of biblical men. I don't know. That may be a topic for another day. But thanks again for pausing to listen to this landmark episode of the Biblical Manhood Podcast. Visit us again. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
It was 11 a.m. at the Baptist church, and we sang praises of heaven and earth. The preacher man talked about the paths you take, and it took me back to yesterday. We were so in love and only 17. You had my letterman on and your hands in the sleeve. Took you by my side and we counted the stars, put on my daddy's car. That's a memory of a life I had. Counting the stars didn't seem so bad, and all I ever wanted was waiting there. The stars in our eyes made the world seem small, and it's funny all the things you recall. In your arms we led the world away, and a memory of yesterday. On the old town square, I was killing time till you got there. A cup of coffee from a friendly smile made me drift back for a little while. You had your apron on and a bow in your hair, and I'd stop by to see you there. In a corner booth watching you make rounds till the owner shut the lights down. That's a memory of days gone by, with a cup of coffee and apple pie. And all I ever wanted was waiting there. That small town life made the world seem small, and it's funny all the things you recall. In your arms we love the world away, and a memory of yesterday. And as the preacher sings Amazing Grace, I feel a tiny hand in mine, and I realize the love we've had when I look into I see the memories of a life I've had. She looks in my eyes and calls me dead. And all I've ever wanted is standing there.